Hey, ¿qué pasa, Calexico? Welcome back to the podcast. We are back at Calexico Brewing Company. It's been a while. It took a little break. It's the summer, and I don't know. I just need a little break. But we're back, and I'm back here with the infamous Luis Daniel, a.k.a. Pinkies.
Pinkies. What's up?
So, how you been?
Good, brother. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's been in the making, huh? A long time.
Yeah.
We finally made time for it, bro.
We've been talking about it for a while, and we finally made some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bro.
No, thank you for being here. Before we get into, you know, Pinkies and you know, your food truck and everything, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know we were talking a little bit before we started recording.
Well, I grew up here in Calexico, well, in the border, you know, some parts of L.A., and you know, graduated from Calexico High, 14. That's where I met my high school sweetheart. Ahí vamos. And pretty much stayed here. I was going to IVC for a while because me faltó una clase. I needed one more class for my associates in criminal justice. But after graduating high school, my plan was either to go to the Marines or to study to do CBP. But when I was working at Cardenas here in Calexico when it opened, and I was working at the kitchen, and I eventually moved up to be the manager. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what? I like this, you know? I don't like bossing people around, you know? I don't like bossing people around. But it's cool sometimes, you know? But I guess the food, it's cool making food, you know? It's like an art. I always wanted to draw. I've always wanted to draw. I suck at drawing. I'm like the worst person. I suck at drawing, but I see food as a way of art. And to some people, it's like, it's just food, you know? But like the way you lay out like a taco or something, like carne, you know, you make it pretty. Yeah. Especially in today's world, bro, where it's like, everything's like Instagram, like, yeah. Oh, like they call it, what do they call it? The phone eats first, you know, like they take a picture and it's kind of like, it puts you out there, bro. And yeah. That's the mentality that I got. But, unfortunately at Cardenas at the store, they started giving less hours. And then when I got promoted for manager, me subieron $1.25, you know, which it's not even a lot, but it seems like a lot once you get paid. But, and then they started cutting hours, and then I was like, ¿qué voy a hacer? You know, I was in the CBP process, ya había pasado. I had already done the written test. I think I was scheduled for like the physical. I was already like in the background. Like, it was going good. Like, I was doing what I wanted to do. I've always wanted to be somehow law enforcement, mm-hmm. You know?
You're part of the Explorers.
Yeah, I was in Calexico Police Explorers since the age of 13 and a half, 14.
Oh, wow.
And I did like all the way up to like 21. So the police department here in Calexico has been part of my life, a big part of my life. You know, met some great people that still support me up to this day. Mentors. I feel like the whole police department stuff, it matured me in some way. You know, I'm not very mature, but you see things different, you know, helping people out. Like, I've always asked myself, like, why do you like helping people? Like, why do you like pull over like at 1-11 when somebody's strangled and stuff like that? But yeah. It's like, I just have to, you know, I could just say, but I guess, like doing that at Cardenas, eventually lost some hours. And I said, I called my dad and they're like, oh, we're going to lay some people off. We don't know who we're laying off. And I was like, I just got promoted, you know, like I've been here for like a year and a half and there's people that have been here 10 years. I'm like, there's going to be some hate, you know, unfortunately there's going to be some hate and people are going to want me out. And I called my dad and my dad had been building me a cart for a long time. Because I wanted to do like parties and stuff just for fun because I've always liked hot dogs and like there's never really been good hot dogs here. There's been hot dogs, I'm not gonna say like they're bad or anything, yeah. But there's been hot dogs, but like something like different, you know. And I remember I called my dad and like, he sounds like, hey, we need to build that car, you know, because I might get fired. And, like, I'm still in the process, like it takes up to like a year and a half. And he's like, Simon, like, let's do it. And then eventually, yeah, like 2 weeks later, boom, I'm out. Last check. And it's like, damn. So then I go up there. I get my stuff straight. You know, I go to there's this whole world of like permits that you don't think about. You know, you're like, ah, ¿por qué no se pone un taquero aquí en la esquina? Yeah. Or like, why don't we got good hot dogs here in the corner? It's like the health department, the state, the city. And like eventually got all that squared out. And we opened Pinkies in August 2nd of 2018.
Yeah, because you just turned 4, right?
You just did 4 years, yeah.
And is Pinkies like a nickname that you had? Or? No,
Pinkies is... So I met my girlfriend in 2013. And she has this little puppy. Well, it was a puppy back in the day, pero ya está grande. And it's like a mixture of like a chihuahua and a poodle. You know, it's una racilla. Yeah. I love Pinky. She's like, I have Pinky right here. That's Pinky.
Oh, that's Pinky.
That's Pinky. And that's her nickname. And like when we were coming out with names, it's like I had these cool names. I had like border dogs and like with weird names like La Migra dog and stuff like that. I wanted to make something cool, you know, but it's like at the end of the day, I think it was una señorita over there at the stage. She's like, hey, you need to come on with a name now because I need to process your stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, Pinky's Hot Dogs, you know? And which came to bite me back in the butt a couple years later because this is the first time I'm going to tell publicly anybody that's not in my family or anything. But, like, there's some hot dogs in L.A. called Pink's Hot Dogs, right? Uh-huh. And they're called Pink's, like Rositas. And I think it was during the pandemic that I received a letter from them, a handwritten letter from the owner of Pink's. And it's basically stating like, oh, it's so cool that you're trying to use our name and stuff. And it's like, whoa, you know, like, I guess I knew about them, but I was never like, oh, like I'm trying to do the same thing they're doing.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, it's so cool that you want to use our name and stuff. And I'm like, I handwritten a letter to him back. And I was like, oh, like, nada que ver, like, I respect what you do, you know, what your parents did, you know, obviously you're way more famous, like, you know, like, but yeah, I'll get there sometime, I'll get there sometime.
Because they're like, like, real famous. Like.
Oh, yeah, they're real famous. Mm-hmm. They have in Universal Studios and, like, they partnered up with, like, Betty White and George Lopez, and, like, they're way out of my reach. Yeah. But it's, like, in no way or form or shape am I trying to, like, copy your name or whatever. And then I got in contact with him and I was like, is this going to be like a problem? If this is a problem to you, I get it. Like, we can get like legal about it. Like, I guess, you know, all the lawyer stuff that I don't know about. And he's all like, no, I understood. I got your letter. Like, it's cool. Like, I get where you're coming from too. It's just like, I guess what was wrong, it was not so much that it was like close to being his name. It's that people were getting it wrong on the internet. Because people were reviewing Pinky's Hot Dogs. I was like, oh, me and my dad used to go there back in the 50s, you know, and Pinky's opened in 2018.
Yeah.
And so I guess that bothered, which is totally understandable. But then I told him, like, hey, that's, we're not coming from us, you know, it's not like we're trying to attack you or anything.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, he understood. He's a really cool person. I guess I can say I met the owner of infamous Pink's Hot Dogs in Hollywood because he knows who we are. Yes. So.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I know,
and,
right?
And it was something that I wanted to ask you, like if you even knew about them and if it
I
had.
I think I knew about them, yeah, but it was never in my mind, you know, like. Not que ver, you know. I guess if I had the intention, be like, oh, I'm gonna try to be like them or anything. But no, I was like, her name's Pinky, and like, but yeah, we met him.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, and because even like the logo or anything, it's not que ver.
No. Yeah, that's what I told him. Like, your colors are different. Your everything about you is different. Like, I even went out there and I was like, oh, congratulations, like, what you done? You know, it's pretty cool. And he's like, oh yeah, well, I hope you get it. You make it like that one day, you know. It's like, damn, like. It really ended in like a peaceful way.
Yeah.
Which is financially good.
Yeah. Because I mean,
it could have gone really bad because he didn't have to write me a letter. You know, if he thought that it was like what is it called? Copyrighted or something. He could have just got a lawyer. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And it's
instead of a letter, it would have been like a cease and desist.
Something like that. Yeah. Like, so it would have been like Pinkies would have been done. Yeah. Bankrupt.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cooking or like making food wasn't something that something that you wanted to do as a kid, right? It was just something that, you know, happened because of the situation you were in.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like cook web when we need once in a while, you know, but like, nah, never liked that. Never liked that. It was like, oh, your dad's trying to teach you how to like make carne asada. And like, no, no, no me importa, you know? Yeah, but like, it's like, you're working there, like you're getting paid, you're working with cool people, and it's just, it kind of grows on you, you know? And it's definitely not the, it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding in like a financial way and in like a, como se dice, like it's very rewarding when somebody comes up to you and they're like, oh, thank you, your food was good. You know, like to me, that's more important than how much they paid for the food. Or when somebody comes up to me, it's like, oh, I like coming here, or like, oh, your staff is great. You know, and that's what I tell the girls. And I'm like, you know, like if you have to give away fries, if you have to give away a hot dog, or like, you see, la señora's being sangrona, like don't fight with her. Just give her the hot dog. You know, like we have more to lose, especially with like the internet and like, oh, we'll probably get to that with my. My nightmare, you know, raves and rants in Facebook. But like, I was like, well, I don't try to fight with people. There's been occasions. I feel like this year lately, since we opened the trailer, there was like, not hate, but kind of like that stinginess towards us now. It's like, God, los pinkies. Or like, you hear it. And it's like, damn, like, chill. We're just trying to survive here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And because you started with hot dogs, now you upgraded your, you have a trailer. Before it was just a car, right?
Yeah.
Now you have a trailer and you're doing.
So the way it works is when we got our permits with the health department, you can't grill in a cart. So the way it works is your hot dog cart has to be boiled. Everything has to be boiled. There can't be no grilling. Like you can't make cebollitas asadas. And there's just a lot of regulations that they put on you, which is fine. You know, if you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the beginning, since we live so close to the border, it's like people would come up to us and be like, ah, no tienes olla asada. Or why is your weenie not cooked? And it's like, it's cooked. It's just not asado, you know?
Yeah, it's boiled.
Or like, oh, why is your, I want my bacon crispier. And I was like, oh, I can't make it crispier. And it's like, now that we, I feel like maybe we did lose a lot of people at the beginning to that. And then they haven't, I don't know, like maybe they haven't heard of us from now that we got a trailer and expanded and stuff. But like now we can do whatever we want. Like,
cause it's
an enclosed location. They call it a mobile food unit. Basically that has four walls. And, yeah, we make burgers now. We make fries. We make boneless. We make all kinds of hot dogs now. Si quieres el weenie quemado de un lado, you know, we'll give it to you quemado de un lado. Anything. And we put tacos de carne asada sometimes, oh, yeah, you know. True. You know, people like it. And, like, I guess now that we accomplished that, the whole food trailer stuff, we need to get out there again, what we did at the beginning, and just, like, put more exposure on us again, you know, do events. Because we kind of stopped all that. Because it kind of got more. At the beginning, you know, you're like, hey, I'm going to do a party for my mijo. It's Asimón, you know, Pum, let's do it. Or like, hey, there's a party. There's the bee festival in Westmoreland. Ah, yeah, vamos. But no. And now that after so many years, like, you kind of, like, get attached to one place. And, like, you know, la señora from the esquina next to Circle K is all like, you know, she goes on Wednesday, so you got to be there on Wednesday, you know? Because she'll walk there and she'll take the grandson. And it just becomes more personal. It becomes more like, I got to be there for my people, you know? So it kind of like, it doesn't prevent us from going out there and doing events. It's just, it makes us want to stay here at home.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, because you don't want to let down your regulars.
Yeah, let her, And, I think we just like need to work. We need to do what we did at the beginning, but with the trailer now, which is like a whole different level.
Yeah. It's easier to move around than you think than a cart, because the cart you have to take it in.
Oh yeah. Because you know, when we set up here at the brewery on Wednesdays before, it's like you gotta get the carrito down, you know, your prepping table, era una mesa, fold up a mesa, and like. And now it's like, hook up the trailer, turn on the generator, let's go. You know, it park anywhere, you know, as long as they give you permission. And like, I think they call it like off the grid. Like you could just park anywhere. Like we got water, we got hot water, we got our electricity. like, as long as the generator's on, we can work.
Oh, that's cool. So, so now that you have, you know, that enclosed, whatever they call it, you can pretty much park anywhere, or?
Yeah. In the count that, I think, I don't know about county limits, but like, for what I know here in Calexico or in El Centro, like, if you have your permit that states that it's gonna be, I believe it's called full prep, and like, you have permission from like out here, like the brewers or like the owner of the actual facility, like, it's cool. It's cool with them. And then that changes everything, because it's like, you could park anywhere in a corner, or I don't know how they do it over there in Heber. You know how they park sometimes in that intersection? I don't really know about Heber, but I'm pretty sure we could probably do the same thing like that too. But it goes back again to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to like go up there to like Imperial and do like El Lonche del ID, you know? Like, I don't know how many employees there is, but like, I'm pretty sure there's hundreds. Mm. And like, but it's like, it goes back to like, you want to come back and be here at home for your people.
For your little home
community. Yeah.
So you, how long you been here at the little plaza? What's it called?
Calexico Gardens. Mm. We've been there since day one, since August 2nd of 2018.
Oh, wow.
And the only place we've ever expanded to that we would sell, like, it was like out there, like, oh, they're going to be here this day, was Calexico Brewing Companies on for Weenie Wednesdays.
Weenie Wednesday, yeah.
And unfortunately, that came to an end when the pandemic hit. And other than that, we opened up in Mexicali, you know, by Lázaro Cárdenas. We have one. And we did El Centro for a bit. And then unfortunately, well, El Centro came to an end after they sold Sprinkles. Sprinkles sold to, I think it's like a Chinese restaurant now. I heard it's pretty good. But that was good. I mean, we were really starting to grow in El Centro. And El Centro was a little bit different because we didn't have a mobile food unit. We had a cart. But since we were in front of the facility of the actual kitchen, you can cook inside the kitchen, bring the stuff out and serve it. Which changed the game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving out secrets here. The cards are going to start popping out everywhere, you know? But yeah, I mean, that's another thing too. Like, if anybody's hearing this and you want to start your own business or your hot dog cart, like, I'm not about like competition and stuff. Like, I'll help you out, because I hoped that somebody was actually going to do that for me when I went to go ask, you know, and be like, hey, how'd you do that? They look at you like, I'm not going to tell you, you know? Why do I want a hot dog cart here outside my place? You know, it's like, all right, cool. But yeah, like, if anybody ever needs help or anything, like.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, like you said, it's a process to get permits and.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. And because you had a cart in El Centro. Did you need a business license for El Centro? Or?
Yeah, we got a business license for El Centro. And a permit for the. You need to do the taxes for the hot dog cart in El Centro, the health department permit for El Centro, the business license for El Centro. And it's just the way they had it over at the county or the states, it was Pinky's Hot Dog Cart 1 was Calexico, Hot Dog 2 was El Centro.
Oh, okay.
And that was pretty cool, because at one point I had 3 Pinkies open. It's like, damn, where do I go?
You're a chain now.
Yeah. But, sorry. It goes, I feel that after I did have 3 Pinkies open at the same time, it's better to just focus and have one really strong one than have 3 ones that, hey, you didn't buy weenies on this one. Or like, hey, se te olvidó el tomate on this one. It's like, hey, we don't have mustard on this one. It's like, damn. You know? So just like, focus on one. If you're going to start, you know?
Uh-huh. And then don't.
No te quieras abrir. And like, don't try to buy more than you can shoot. Yeah.
Because it's a lot of things that you need. Like you said, weenies. The vegetables and condiments, like all these things, that
the contract with the bread, and it's like the bread you gotta order it days before, you know. So like, si te sale un party, it's like, do I use the bread now or do I use it for sure that I'm gonna use it on Saturday?
Yeah,
you know.
And you know, being that you dealt with El Centro and Calexico, and we're gonna we might throw like somebody under the bus, but is it easier to get a license here or
no? El Centro, definitely. The whole business license thing, it's sad, and it kind of sucks. The city of Calexico, you know, you're trying to you're trying to do a hot dog cart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a multi-million dollar business. Like, yeah. You're trying to do a hot dog cart that's going to give you 50 cents, 70 cents profit per hot dog. It's not like you're going to make millions and it's like, you're doing this, you eventually get to hire like a couple of high school students, like, you know, it's for the community.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the city thinks or how they want to do things, but it's like, when I went out there and I tried to do my business license, they're like, no, we're not going to let you do out the car. Like, no, you can't. And I was like, why not? Like, you know, like, why not?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to get rich off of it. It's like, it's for us, it's for the community. And, you start to realize and see things that you wouldn't regular, like a regular citizen wouldn't see. And I don't want to mention names or anything, but like there was a few hot dog carts out in the city that eventually you go ask around and you're like, well, they don't have permits.
Mm.
And they're in public city sidewalks. And you ask, and well, how come they do it? Oh, we don't know. Or like this person selling hot dogs out of a parking lot, you know, south of the city. Oh, we don't know. We'll get somebody out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, I guess. So what eventually, how I got my license in the city of Calexico is I went through the health department first. I got my permit with the health department. I got my state board, the tax thingy, the paper. And then I came to the city and I said, here's my money. Here's my permits. I'll pick up my permit tomorrow. Like, I had to give attitude. Yeah. And I don't, you know, I was like, damn, like, I just did that, you know, but it worked.
Yeah.
You know, it worked. And here we are.
And what about El Centro? How is it?
Oh, El Centro's beautiful. El Centro, they're out there to help you.
Yeah.
You know, El Centro's like, we can even like do a test trial. Like, we'll let you open 3 months. You do have to pay the permits for that. I mean, the taxes and all that stuff. But like, it doesn't work out. If you need help, we could do the Chamber of Commerce. Like, they actually did invite us to a couple events, like big events that's like guaranteed $1,000, $2,000. And it's like, it's not, the people here in Calexico, it's like, I don't know if it's personal or if it's just a small town that is like, ah, pues yo conozco a mi tío vende hot dogs, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to let you, but I don't know. It's just something about El Centro. And it's not just El Centro. Like, I'm not trying to put El Centro up on the throne. Mm. But like, we have Hopeville City's license. And Hopeville is like, I think it's like $25. I might get it wrong, but it's like, and here in Calexico, like last year, ours was like 700 or something.
Wow.
So like, I think the more you make, it's like the more they want to take. So like, I don't even want to imagine like the outlets or something, you know, how much they pay.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, definitely, you go out there and be like, I'm trying to get a hot dog cart permit. It's like, oh yeah, what do you need? You know, you need this, this and that, this, this. I think I have my permit in like less than like 48 hours over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in the 4 years that you've been in business, has there been any change? Like, do you feel like, you're now that, you know, people, the community has accepted you. You know, you become a little bit popular. Do you think the city has been a little bit more receptive to?
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I've gone to city council meetings. Like, they know who we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they probably hear from us, or like, I don't like saying no to people, but I think there was like a public event that they wanted us to cater. And they made it, I don't even remember who it was, but they made it all promising. No, they're like, oh yeah, we need you to cater. You know, I was like, we'll pay you what you need. And then eventually, I think it was like the day before, after, they're like, oh yeah, like, how about you? Are you going to come through your donation? And I'm like, why are you trying to backstab me like that? Like, I mean, I'll donate. Like, it's cool. Like, I, you know, we feed the homeless sometimes with the Brown Bag Coalition. But they were trying to do me dirty, you know? So I was like, oh, you know what? You know, we can't. We're going to be out of town, so we can't do it. But yeah, they definitely know who we are now. I want to say that a lot of them are customers now, and most of them are customers. You know, we see them often. You know, I don't like to get pinkies and like the image of pinkies involved with like the politics and stuff, because like, at first, I didn't know how to do business, because like, nobody teaches you how to do business unless you actually go out there and study.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And when they were running for, I think it was 2016 when they were running for something here in the city. I don't remember. No, 2016.
2020.
When open. 2020. And it's like, oh, can I post my flyer here at your car? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And then it opened my eyes when another business owner came up and be like, be careful with that because some people are not with them, you know? They're either against them or they got something against them. And it's like, you don't want to lose business to somebody who has nothing to do with you.
Uh-huh.
And so I took it down and then I learned because, you know, political, like you could be my customer, you know, you could totally see things different than I do, but like I'll serve you and like you're helping me and I help you. You know? And like anybody political, like yo me llevo bien con todos, you know, like be a good friend, I'll be a good friend, you know, like, pero ya cuando, like, you trying to do us bad or anything like that. It's like, you know, I don't want to do anything.
Like politics and religion, you know, it's something that you shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Get involved with the business because.
And not even business, just like, you know, as when you're in hanging out with people, it's something that you shouldn't talk about because at the end of the day, like somebody's going to get mad. Or
dice el Fluffy, el Gabriel Iglesias, he says politics, sports, and religion.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah. And then a lot of people, that's funny, it's true because a lot of people tease me because I'm a huge Dodger fan. And sometimes we have the games on and like, llegan los Padre fans, but they're my customers, you know? I'm like, ah, we can get you this time. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, Calexico is either, you're either a Dodger or a Padre fan.
Yeah.
Or you're a Charger or a Raider.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Cowboy fans también. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I want to take this time and thank my sponsors. I want to thank my friends Camilo, Jake, Eric Ortega. I want to thank Eddie Lopez from Roots Creative. Ms. Norma Sierra Galindo, IID Director representing Division 5 and serving the entire Imperial Valley. Will Torres from Valley Sports Network, your Imperial Valley source for sports. I want to thank Sergio's Tacos and Hot Dogs. With 8 years of experience serving the Imperial, San Diego and Yuma counties with Mexicali-style hot dogs and taquizas, contact Sergio at 760-562-0057. Or look for Sergio, Tacos and Hot Dogs on Facebook. I want to thank Eric Reyes from Los Amigos de la Comunidad, empowering communities together. Finally, I want to thank David Gastelum. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home in Imperial or San Diego counties, make sure you contact David. He's not only a realtor, but an investor with over 20 years of experience, and he'll teach you along the way in one of the most important investments of your life. Contact David at 760-235-9576, or look for David Gastelum on Facebook. All right, guys. Well, now back to the show. So if you know, if in a perfect world, you know, say downtown starts picking up and there's a chance for you to open like an actual business, you think that would be like something you would, you know, try out or?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very sad in general, the city of Calexico. Because, like, recently I started going to the gym. And I see you there.
Yeah, I see you.
We're not getting... Yeah, bajando la panza. Yeah. And, like, the gym is closed on the weekends, you know? And, like, I'll walk around the city. I'll go around the city. It's not that far. It's, like, two... It's, like, 6 miles if you go around it. And it's, like, you look at abandoned buildings everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And burned buildings everywhere. And homeless everywhere, you know? And, I'm not saying that homeless is bad. Like, you know, we don't know if we eventually will end up homeless one day. But it's like, it's really bad. And like downtown, I guess it's like way, it's just a big problem.
Yeah.
It's falling apart. People don't want to put money in there. And then again, I don't know, and I don't like to get political about it, but I don't know if it's like the city not helping the people out, or like maybe 1 year it'd be like, oh, we're not going to charge, you know, your fines or whatever. And like, or like, I think when they did La Cora, you know, when they weren't charging, you know, happened to Mana Cora, I'll park there, you know. I mean, I want to go to that store. And there's some good stores downtown.
Yeah.
And now that we're talking about it downtown, like, I grew up on Second Street Hot Dogs, you know. They're good. I like them. I still eat them up to this point.
Yeah.
You know, and las señoras, they know me, se hacen. And I mean, el pinkies.
Se hacen.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, el pinkies. And, like, it's really cool that they've been there, I think, since, like, the 50s or the 60s or something like that. And, like, that's, to me, and that's even coming from, like, another hot dog owner. And it's, like, to me, I want to support it because I want to see it there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's more than just a hot dog stand. It's like a historical place in Calexico. Like,
yeah.
I even have a hot dog named after them. Se llama La Segunda, and it's a chili dog. And it's not to throw shade at them or anything. It's just like, to me, it's like, you know, like, los patrones, los jefes. They're the top, you know?
And you would go there, you know, the chili dog was...
Yeah,
you know,
the chili dog and, like, the barril, you know, the root beer.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope to make it one day and be, like, open up in Phoenix or something. And somebody asks, like, why is your chili dog called Segunda, you know? You know, put a picture of Segunda right there. But, yeah, I mean, now that I'm in, like, the whole... you're not que ver con business, you know, at the beginning. But now that it's, like... You're in it, you spend a lot of money and time, and it's like, oh, well, like, si es ahora una oportunidad, like, it would be cool to see downtown open. And something that me and my girlfriend, we always joke about is like, well, not joke about, I guess not how I think about it, seriously. It's like, all these buildings in downtown would be cool to have, like stores at the bottom and, like, apartments on top. And, like, you have apartments on top, like, oh, see, I need a galón de leche, you know? So, like, you go down to the La Marquez, California, that's right there. And it's like, I don't get it. Like, Calexico, like, millions of people come in through the border every day. It's para que estuviera bien bonito, you know? Like, lots of business, but it's, like, completely opposite.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think that's something that it's always thrown out there, like, oh, we should do, you know, multi-use the downtown, like,
yeah, the buildings.
I interviewed our new city manager. Go check that episode out. and that's something that, you know, she mentioned, and it's been mentioned by other city managers, by other city council members. And I think that something that is always said, and it kind of bugs me that people say it, but it never really happens, is like, oh, Calexico has potential. I think I've heard that since I was like 12 years old. And yet, you know, that potential never, what people dream of Calexico being never happens. And I think, you know, it's going to take people like you and me that are young, that we were talking before, you know, recording, that, you know, we're never going to leave here. You know, this is, you know, I've had the opportunity to, you know, go live in Imperial or Central, and I haven't left because, you know, I love my city. This is where I grew up, and I love that I can go to freaking El Sol Market and In and Out. If I need something, I'll go to, you know, something like a bigger grocery list. I'll go to Walmart. You know, I'll go to Mexicali, you know, walking if I need, like, some medicine or whatever. It's like super convenient, but at the end of the day, you know, I grew up in, you know, shopping downtown. Ibas ahí la mejor, los pinches tenis agarrar ahí en la mejor. And you see it, like, every year gets worse and worse and worse. And I think that it's going to take people like I said, you and me, that are never going to leave, to, you know, put pressure on, you know, all these people that are, you know, November, we're going to have new city council members get elected. You know, it's going to take people like us to, you know, put pressure on them, put pressure on our new city manager, and stuff like that. You know, it's sad, and you know, I don't know. At this point, I'm so frustrated. You know, I've been thinking of running for city council, but
you shouldn't.
But it's it's, I think it's going to be more, I'll probably get more frustrated that even though I'm there,
you won't be able to do something about it. Yeah.
I think, like, with this platform and, you know, just being somebody that's been here so long, I think I can do more as a regular citizen or as a podcaster with my platform than I would be able to do as a city council member. But I mean, yeah, it's sad, you know, and it's something that I've talked to other business owners that, you know, it's so hard to get a business license. It's so expensive to get a business license here in Calexico. And that might be a reason why people don't want to
business here. Yeah.
And why the downtown is the way it is, why Imperial Avenue is the way it is. Look at La Desmadre that's in front of El Sol and the one by 98 on Macacporo on the
side. Oh, yeah, by Fruitfulness? Oh, yeah.
You know, it's, I don't know. I digress, but. But yeah, you know, talking about, you know, business, being a business owner, being able to open something in the downtown area, you know, I think that our city and our city leadership needs to make it easier and more attractive to be a business owner here in Calexico, because especially a small business owner like yourself, like Calexico Brewing Company, you know, we got to make it more attractive, more easier for them, especially small business owners. If it's a big chain or whatever, you know, they have the money to spend, but people like you, people like, you know, the Yepeses, you know, we need to cater to them, because
like, imagine how cool if the city were like, oh, we're gonna help Calexico Brew open up like a storefront downtown, you know, and you know, being our first brewery here in Calexico, it brings me pride and honor to be like, oh, well, I'm gonna set up at the brewery, you know. I didn't know Calexico had a brewery.
Yeah.
You know, hey, fuck yeah, we do, you know, we have a brewery. And you know, it would be cool to, like, just like you go to like San Diego downtown, you know, and it's like packed.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's like packed with like all kinds of fancy restaurants and stuff that we don't need fancy. Mm-hmm. You know, we just need us to stay here and fix it.
Yeah.
And I guess it sounds impossible, but it's not, you know, like we could. It's just going to take, like you said, like for us to like push them, for us to actually go out there too and be like, you know, we want better.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, we'll see how that goes.
talk to me about your hot dogs. You know, how do you come up with the names? What you put on them, you know, how does you go about?
The pinky dog is like a classic one, you know, like we put everything on there. But I think like the funniest story we have is the flaming dog. And it was like, I think we were like 2-3 weeks in when we started. And me and the girls were joking and like, ah, pues tú qué comías en la high school, you know? Like, ah, pues yo comía los burritos del Martín, del Arellano. Uh-huh. Like, ah, sí, cierto, you know, like the takis and the carne asada and all that stuff. And then I think at one point when we were in high school, Martín was the only one allowed to sell queso, because he had the mobile unit. Oh, okay. Y el primo no, el de los carritos. So we would buy the hot Cheetos from the primo and go up to Martín and buy the queso. And we're like, damn, like we literally grew up on hot Cheetos with cheese, you know? We're like, I'm gonna hacer un hot dog con hot Cheetos y queso, you know? Like, and ahí nació, like, we made it. I think we made it. We posted it, like, we all tried it. And boom, it was a hit, you know? It's like, because that's literally what we here in Calexico grew up on, hot Cheetos and cheese. And it was so cool because, like, we would post it and then our people would repost it, and it eventually got into the hands of the creator of the hot Cheetos, you know, el que lo inventó los hot Cheetos, yeah. Richard Montañez.
Which I think that story is kind of fake. I don't believe the
whole that he created it.
Yeah, I think there's somewhere on the internet where I read that it was a hoax, that they paid him to kind of say that story. Frito-Lay, like, kind of, or I don't know who was the owner, but they kind of paid him. But sorry.
Well, we've talked to him personally. Yeah. Like, we've talked to him. And, like, I guess what we've heard, too, is, like, we're going to get killed by Pepsi and stuff. But, like, I guess, like, the flaming hot recipe is made up by, like, sauces, like, Chicano sauces that you can find at your house now, like, dried up and stuff. And, like, he's a really cool dude.
Has he tried your hot dog?
I think he's tried it once, yeah. He's tried it once in LA. And, but así physically, así nunca, we've never seen each other.
Oh, okay.
Pero, like, he's always out there supporting, you know.
And how did he reach out?
Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Instagram. And it's so funny because because he's old, you know, he's old. And up to this point, like, he'll randomly message us. And then, like, we'll message him, and then, but he doesn't follow us. So, like, when we answer him, it takes some days to answer back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he thinks that he follows us, but, like, I can show you. Like, we talk to him all the time. And just recently, we made a hot dog after him.
Oh, okay.
We named it Richard's Dog, que son los Frito Flaming Hot. And then, like, he posted it everywhere.
Oh,
and,
wow, that's crazy.
He's all like, my new movie's coming out. And it's like, if I can, like, I'll reach out and, like, I'll have you here at the premiere and stuff. And it's like, you see how hot Cheetos with cheese can like take you to the whole new level, you know. Or like,
well, I mean, even that song from the guy from is it Imperative?
Eddie Zuko.
Yeah.
Me and him took a picture, and he posted it, and he posted Eden and Flaming Dog con esa canción, and then Richard posted it, and he's all like, "Well, I already talked to the hot dog dude. You know, he's all right. He's not that famous." But now this guy, you know, he's verified and everything. Like, he kicks it with him. He's like, all right, yeah, this guy's going somewhere, you know? Yeah. And it's cool and cool because it, like, puts you out there, you know? And, like, it would be pretty cool to, like, cater for him one day. I told him, like, because he has tienen nietos. Uh-huh. And I'm like, anytime you need a party, bro, you let me know and I'm going to be there, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, whether he created them or not, he's the picture. And then, like, it puts... It like being a Chicano here, like it gives you, it's cool, you know. Somebody gives the likes hot Cheetos and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, my people created that, you know.
Yeah.
And we're out here putting in our hot dogs.
yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, it's like me. Because somebody posted on Instagram that I was like the Joe Rogan. And I'm like, well, I have the same hair, but nah, I'm not the same. As, yeah. But it would be like if he would reach out, like it'd be like, dang, that's crazy, you know.
Yeah, and it's cool because he'll message us randomly. Like, he'll be like, because he was gonna come down. I don't know if he has familia. I think it's like Sonora or something like that. He was gonna come down, but we weren't. I don't know if we weren't open. We were out of town, and like, so like we missed that.
Yeah.
But like, he'll message us randomly. Like one time he took a picture. I guess he was eating a hot dog like at home or something. He's all like, it's not Pinky's Flaming, but it'll do. And it's like, wow, like this is an actual like. This is not so much like whatever, like money's like whatever, you know, but like a multimillionaire, you know, that's very well known. Mm-hmm. That's like his movies coming out. So I feel like some people know him right now. And like he's verified on Instagram and stuff. Like, la gente lo conoce, but I feel like when the movie comes out, it's going to be like a huge flex to be like, oh, yeah, that's my homie.
Yeah. It's like, homie. It's like, so it's going to be kind of like standing deliver. ¿Cómo se llama?
Escalante. Like that. Yeah. Kind of like that Chicano with like the same, you know, Chicano. I think Eva Longoria is going to come out. Emilio Rivera. So it's like some real names are out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a legit movie.
So it's like, hey, let me know for that premiere and all that. That'll be cool, bro. Like,
imagine?
See more. I'll take imagine everybody. I'll take the brewery. I'll take everybody.
Imagine
there,
Eva Longoria in a fucking Flaming Dog.
Yeah, like, or imagine if, like, because I know we've been talking to him ever since we started. So, like, and, like I'm telling you, it's surreal. Like, he'll message us randomly and, like, he'll randomly just post our picture. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how he sees our stuff. He doesn't follow us. But he knows we're out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it'd be cool. Like, maybe, like, randomly we're watching the movie and, like, somebody's eating a flame and they'll be like, oh, yeah, like, oh, like, blood in, blood out. Oh, this is the best thing I've ever tasted in 9 years, Vato Loco. Like, you know, it'd be cool, you know?
It's but, crazy. Yeah, I mean, shit, it, you know, it'll not only put you on the map, but, like, Calexico on the map. It'll be fucking
yeah, and crazy. We Googled it. We're like, you know, Flaming Dog and, like, it wasn't a thing. I think Hot Dog Stand and like Lancaster had put it out there with like Takis and stuff. But like they made like a bunch, you know, like Ruffles.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't even a thing. Like I think if you go back to like the hashtag Flaming Dog, like I think we're like the first ones to ever do it. I'm like, I'm not saying we invented it, right?
Yeah.
It's obviously been done before.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, I remember like putting like, Hot Cheetos on a hot dog
or like a sandwich or like a burger.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you that texture, like crunchiness.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and it goes back to like the whole internet world where like, you know, they've done it a long time ago. Mm. But now it's like, we did it. We took a picture, you know, we made the hashtag. We tagged him. He came out with it. And it's like, now in Mex, you can find it at random hot dog carts. And it's funny. No, not throw hate here, but some people here in the valley do it now, and it's like, it's cool, you know? It's not like, we did it. I don't want to be like, oh, we did it. It's just like, it's cool that we helped push it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You made it a thing to be, at a restaurant or a hot dog stand, you know?
And I think what's the best about it is that, like, he recognizes us, you know?
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
And you have that one, and then you said you had La Segunda.
La Segunda, which is just a classic chili dog. And then we have our quarter pound beef, which is the chancho. And Chancho is named after one of our cashiers. Su hermano tenía un perro and he passed away. And that was just called like a quarter pound, whatever. And then we're like, oh, we're going to name Chancho after him, you know? The Chancho. And then we recently, oh, this is the first you guys are going to hear about it. There's a new hot dog coming out. Que es un quarter pounder and it's a polished hot dog. You know, like how they used to do it at Costco before. Which is like nowhere to be found, but we're going to bring it back. We named it after Dad Ash, the firehouse dog here in because they got a fire dog.
Yeah.
I know, you know, we reached out and we're like, oh, you know, you can we use your name for that? You know, keep it local, you know? They're like, oh yeah, heck yeah. And then like, oh, well, we'll take pictures and stuff and like an engine or something. And like, but we have no time for that, but it'll get out there. I think that one's expected to come out in like a week or so. And like, we're going out on vacation on the 15th, but when we come back, there's 7 new items that we're going to add to our truck.
Oh, wow.
And since we barely had our grand opening, now August 2nd, like we're stable. We know what we want to do. We know what we can do, the capacity, the fridges that we have. We're going to do what we had planned for the trailer. Right now we're open, especially right now because of the summer, because it's hot. The 7:30 hasta que se acabe, you know, 11, 12. But the original plan for the trailer is like, you have a whole restaurant on wheels. Like, why not be there all day? So I think what we have planned for is probably going to start like at 12, 1 and then run all the way up to like 12. So like, we're going to have breakfast. We're going to have brunch. Uh-huh. We're going to have the hot dogs, burgers. We're bringing in tortas, all kinds of stuff, you know. And it's not, we're not trying to be fancy. You know, yeah. I want your hands to get dirty. I want your shirt to be dirty. But, fucking pinky, you know, me manché la camisa.
Yeah, yeah.
And good food, you know, because, like, again, I have nothing against them. But, like, what do you have in Calexico after, I don't know, 8, 9? Just Jack in the Box, you know? And Pichi McDonald's cierra las 12 once. So it's like,
yeah.
And it would be cool to, like, stay open, you know, when you're having your cheves, your beers, and, like, tengo hambre. Ah, well, Pinkies is open, you know?
Yeah,
like, kind of make it, like, a little landmark here, you know? Like, something cool. But, I mean, that takes time, takes dedication. It takes the community to support you, and which we've been 100% grateful with them, you know? The community, like, without them, like, we're nothing, you know? Like, we're nothing. And, like, it goes back to what we said about, like, staying here because, like, I've done events in L.A., like rich parts of LA, like Pasadena, LA, and it's like I could sell a hot dog that I sell here for $3. I can sell it over there easily at $7.50, $8.
Yeah.
And like a Chicano family will come up to me, oh, my family gotta eat, you know, give me $7, $8. And it's like, damn, you know? And there's days here where it's like we have 20, 30 people come in and it's like, well, what are we doing? You know, like if we're a business, we're here to make money. But Since I didn't start off as a business owner or whatever, like, that's not my mentality, you know? Like, obviously, you want to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're nothing without money. But that's not my mentality. Like, if I really wanted to, I'm pretty sure, like, I could have my Pinkies booming, like, in Phoenix, San Diego. Because it's good food. Like, we give good quality food And we could charge more than what we do, but, like, you know, we try to keep it low because, like, I remember growing up, like, we go to McDonald's, like, every once in a month or algo así, you know, because, like, hasta la renta, los cheques, and, like, my dad would be like, oh, pues hay dinero para, let's go to McDonald's, you know, damn, McDonald's, finally, you know,
a little treat,
and, like, obviously, we're in the business of making money, but that's not the goal, you know, the goal is to have something in Calexico that we don't have. Or just having that another option, you know? And I think we're doing pretty fine. Like, I have my team, 100% support from my team. You know, we fight all the time, but that's like normal, cats and dogs.
Yeah.
My parents have been a great help. My suegra has been a great help. Like it's a puzzle that, like, if all the pieces are not there, it's not that complete, you know? And, like, si se las ha visto negras pinkies, like, when we closed down for the pandemic, I was 100% sure, like, this is it. Like, this is it. Pinkies is done. I'm not going to put my personal money into it to try to make, like, it's not there. Like, I think the pandemic got announced, what, like, I think it was March 20th or something like that?
Like for me, March 17 was like when schools closed. Like
when it got like, oh shit, yeah. You know?
Because I work at the high school. So like I remember March 17 was like the day when people like nobody went to school and they only went to go pick up like a
Chromebook. Yeah, it was something like that. It was like March something 20th, something like that. Yeah. When it's like, boom, and I have pictures and I look at them now and it's scary because we're on Cole Road, you mm-hmm. know? It's not one of our busiest, you know, roads in Calexico. It's definitely one of the busiest ones, you know, because it connects like the Pueblo to like Walmart and stuff, or like La Gente que viene Mexicali de la Línea Nueva. Uh-huh. And it was dead, bro. We set up, we sold one hot dog. In 4 hours that we were there, we sold one hot dog and it was my primo. Like, not even like somebody up and we're like, oh shit, you know? And my dad works at the hospital and he's all like, it's not worth it. You know, it's really getting, it's getting really bad. It's not worth it. Like, you're out here, like, the gente, you know, they ask for a hot dog in front of you. Like, you know, it's not, there's nothing to separate us, you know, yeah. from, like, the world, como se dice, you know. It's like, damn. So we shut down for, like, a month and a half. And, like, I was like, that's it, you know. Like, that's it. It was good while it lasted. And then I applied for unemployment, nothing. They didn't give me anything. They're like, you make more than 75 a year or something like that. I don't know. That wasn't unemployment. That was the, when they were giving out free money. ¿Cómo se llama ese? Those checks. Stimulus check. Uh-huh. Stimulus check. Nothing. I got nothing, bro. And I said, damn. Like I said, like, si no hubiera sido por mis parents, like, it would have been done. And like, we had invested already money, like 60 grand on the trailer and stuff, and like all the money had gone there. And then I just told my dad, I was like, lend me some feria, you know, I'm gonna go out there again, and slowly, poco a poquito, like we Uber Eats, you know, was like the thing, or like delivery. At one point we were close to the public, but we were open for me to take you to your car. Or there's an order at Grant. Or there's an order over there by Lincoln. And we managed to survive. And, like, again, the support from the people here in the ciudad, like, if it would have not been from them, like, no estuviéramos aquí.
So you would set up here and then take
them? We would set up here, but we would be close to the public. Like, no contact. Or, like, we're grateful that we had a parking lot so la gente se parqueaba. And it was so cool, too. Like, it was, like, it kind of brings you, but you know how they say you always go back to time, old times, like back in the diners and stuff like that, que se comían en el carro. Same one. So like, familias are out there eating in their cars and like, they're having un cochinero, ¿verdad? But I mean, it's cool. But it was cool. Like, we could say that, like it's a part of the history of Pinkies, you know? Yeah, like, we were literally close to the public and like, la gente ordenaba, like, we had, like, two phones going on at the same time.
So, it was, you would have to call?
You would call and be like, I'm here at the parking lot, estoy en un red Honda, you know? Or like, oh, I need food delivered over here by Sol, behind Sol, the apartments. Be like, oh, cool, yeah, we'll get it. Pero, like, front to front, like, oh, can I have a pinky dog? Oh, yeah, the volada, no se lo hace, it's right in front, like, here it is. No, we were probably like that for, like, 2 months.
Okay. And it was something that the health department...
No, the health department.
Or was you that...
And to be honest, like, I didn't even keep up with, like, whatever the health department was, because they would send, like, newsletters every week, but it's, like, I don't even, like, to be honest, I don't even know if they said, like, oh, no contact or anything, because the restaurants were open. You could go inside a restaurant, but for pickup to go. Yeah. But, like, I never read anything like that. I was just like, I was trying to survive, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember getting, like, food from a restaurant, like, picking it up.
Just picking up, yeah. And it was so cool when they started, like, oh, and, like, outdoor dining again, you know? And we were already technically outdoor dining, pero poníamos una mesa over there by Studio Fair, una mesa allá over there by Circle K. And, pero yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's make people feel comfortable.
Yeah, people are coming out again. It's definitely not the same. It's not the same as before, you know, because we have videos and pictures of, like, Friday nights at Pinkies. You know, it's like, damn, like, where does all these people come from? And now it's like, they're there, but, like, llega uno, se va. Llega otro, se va. Llega uno, se va. Ya no sé. Sí se hace la bolita before, but it's like, things are different.
Yeah.
Things are different. But thank God we're still in business and, like, we're doing good. like I said, when we come back from vacation in September, we're going to come back stronger, fresh, with lots of more hours, more menu items, and just what I want to do is, like, I want to start from the beginning, you know, start over again. Mm-hmm. And like, well, it's starting over with an advantage because the customer's already there, but like, gain the customers. I don't know if it's trust, but like, okay, pinkies are here, they están esta hora, because it did get to like, to the point where like, oh, we're not going to set up this day or like this day. And then like, la gente se enoja, you know, yeah. Like, and it's 100% like justifiable because like, why do I have to be chasing him down, you know, when I can go to a Jack in the Box and I know they're open 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it's 100% understandable. Pero like, I guess what people don't understand sometimes is like, you know, like a veces falla el carro, you know, or like se te hace tarde. And if I'm not there, it doesn't open.
Yeah.
You know, because I got to pick up the trailer, go park it, connect the gas, connect the electricity. If it were just a stable location, que ellos no tienen nada que ver, like this is 100% on us. If it was like a stable location, like right here, like le das la llave a cualquier persona, comes open, cooks, serves the food, you know? But like, that's another thing too. Like eventually, like when we made the trailer, we made it, well, we designed it so it could stay at the plaza. But at that time, it was a pandemic and like people were getting released from jails and stuff like that. So like the city was a mess. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure it was everywhere like that. And like, you know, the trailer has cobre and it has the AC and like,
yeah,
we didn't have that kind of money to be like, oh, we got to put cobre on this time, or like se robaron el generator or like the gas tanks, you know? So it's like, for now we take it every time. But that's another thing too. The trailer is so heavy and it's like, it's heavy on one side because the whole kitchen side is on one side. And so like, I'm pretty sure at one point it's like, we're going to become all wobbling and stuff. So like, as soon as we come back from vacation, like we do, since we're going to be open a lot of more times, it's probably going to be like 6-8 hours que no va a haber nadie. But uh-huh. I mean, there's somebody going to be around. Pero yeah, hoping for that and hoping to come back fresh, relaxed. And because las ganas de trabajar are there, you know? And it's for the people. And we're grateful that they're giving us the love that they gave us back. And we plan on going hasta que... till the wheels fall off, you know,
like they say. Yeah.
Same one.
So yeah, you're almost at an hour. Anything else that I didn't, you know, ask you or talk about?
No, man. Just thank you. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Pero pues no había tiempo. Just want to thank everybody. You know, mis hermanos aquí, los Yepes. You know, hope things get better and we can do Weenie Wednesday again. You for using your platform to put me out there. And, you know, just like go out there. And I think very important is to go out there and support small businesses. Yeah. Because we're not compañías grandes, you know, like we don't have money coming in. If you don't buy, like in my case, you don't buy a hot dog, like that money is not coming in, you know. And I'm not saying it just for me, like go out there and support every small businesses. And, you know, if si la señora en el Facebook vende, no sé, like something to put, hang on your wall and you can afford it, you know, most definitely go for it, because así vive la gente, you yeah. know, like that's how we live, mm-hmm. you know? And like, if we're out there putting the time and effort, like blood and sweat, like I hope people see that and like they support you back, you know? Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys. And, thank you, the city of Calexico, because we work everywhere in the valley, but like the city of Calexico, this is our home, and like we're just very grateful for them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you for taking, you know, this time on a Saturday to
Yeah, gotta go to work.
yeah. I knew that you know you were busy, so I really appreciate you coming down.
Thank you, man.
And hanging out and talking, and I hope people, you know, continue to support you. Like you said, support small businesses. You know, follow Pinkies on Instagram. Check out their new menu when they come back on the 15th. Yeah. And yeah, well, thank you guys for listening or watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Thank you.